brought to you by Aspen Avionics and by the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. The Aspen Evolution Flight Display System is a flexible and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard awareness solution for general aviation aircraft. At Aspen Avionics, we design products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. See AspenAvionics.com.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. I'm talking with John Burton. He's the president of Sun & Fun. He's going to give us an update on how they've been coping with the storm and its aftermath. So, hi, John. You got a beautiful day today, but I know it didn't look this way to you 24 hours ago.
It certainly did not. I think that the cleanup effort was truly remarkable, not only in the scope, but in the amount of work that was accomplished in a relatively short period of time. I think it's a credit to the professionalism, the teamwork that was shown, and just the can-do spirit of everybody involved. On behalf of Sun & Fun and all of our guests here, I think we all owe a huge debt of gratitude to the emergency responders, to the Lakeland Police Department, Lakeland Fire Department, Polk County Sheriff's Office, the emergency management services of Polk County, fire, rescue, EMTs, and ACT, environmental services from Bartow, who all worked tirelessly throughout the night and made it possible for us to open this morning at 8 a.m. I think there were a lot of folks who, when we announced that we plan on opening at 8 a.m. this morning, they thought we were crazy. But I think that everybody pulled together and moved in the same direction, and we were able to accomplish our goal.
Well, that's great. And did you come up with any numbers as far as how many people were hurt and how many airplanes were damaged?
The numbers that I have on the people who were injured during the storm itself, we had 15 people who were treated at our on-site medical hospitality services, and of those 15, there were 7 who were transported to Lakeland Regional Medical Center with relatively minor injuries. I understand that the most serious injuries were sustained by some of our paid security guards who were in one of the guard shacks that was actually picked up and tossed into a ditch, and one of the people sustained, I think, a broken arm. But overall, while we are sincerely sorry and we regret the damage to all of the property and the loss or the damage to the beautiful aircraft that were here, we are eternally grateful that it was not accompanied by the loss of life. We can repair the airplanes. We can replace the airplanes, and we can even repair humans, but we really can't replace them. So we need to refocus and really kind of reconsider what our priorities are, what's truly important. And to me, and I think to Sun & Fun, and to those who are here, I think that's friends and family and sharing a common passion for aviation.
Okay, thanks. And are you all set now to go into the weekend, or do you still have some mopping up to do?
Interestingly enough, we have a number of opportunities, shall we say. The rain has presented problems in our main auto parking lot. There is some standing water in the handicapped hospitality, but there are also some low areas that prevented us from parking cars in about 50 to 60% of the main auto parking lot. So we have gone to some satellite facilities that are adjacent to our fly-in convention site. So it's really not that far away, but we have secured transportation and trams so that we can make the transportation to and from the parking lot as convenient as possible. And that includes hard surface parking area with friends and neighbors of Sun & Fun in and around the airport. So I can't say thank you enough to the City of Lakeland for their support, to Polk County for the support that they've shown, and Lakeland Linder Regional Airport Director Gene Conrad has been just a saint in helping us and coordinating a lot of these activities. And even GEICO came through, and George Rogers really stepped up to the plate in helping us with some of our parking problems today. So thanks to everybody. We could not have done it without them, and the cleanup from the weather, it was a real team effort.
And what about pilots who might want to be flying in now that the weather has cleared? Is there parking for them?
We have plenty of parking for aircraft. Not only do we have high ground for all of the experimental category aircraft, but even the GA aircraft, there's plenty of open spaces. The weather is now permitting arrivals. We have been accepting arrivals all day, although we had to work them around the arrival of the Navy's Blue Angels today, which was the biggest challenge we had in terms of aircraft. But there is plenty of grass parking, and we also have plenty of hard surface parking, both on the south side of the airport and on the north side of the airport, thanks to Lake and Linda Regional Airport.
Okay, well, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or anything else you think we need to hear?
Again, it's remarkable. I initially wondered what the reaction across the aviation community was going to be to the situation here at Sun and Fun. I mean, there were a lot of aircraft that were damaged or destroyed. The numbers I'm hearing are upwards of 50. So, you know, that's not a good thing at all. But the response, I think, from the aviation community has been tremendously supportive. I think a lot of folks thought that we were going to shut our doors and call it quits, and I don't think that that's in our nature. So we were determined to open this morning. We did. But it was as a result of a lot of effort by a lot of people, including our terrific volunteers and professional staff, and the support team, our emergency response team that we put together. So a huge thank you and a tip of the hat to all of them.
Okay, thanks again. This was John Burton, the president of Sun and Fun. Mary Grady reporting for AFWEB. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Brought to you by Bose and by Aspen Avionics. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. See Bose.com.